So if you have a friend or a relative not interested in anything spiritual, even so, you should entice them even just to go anyway, even if they're not interested. Just
don't entice them. Who's going to entice? Why do you want to go out of your way to entice
them? No, your relatives, somebody you love or something. Yeah, you say, come anyway, yeah. Let's go to the meeting,
but
let's do.
Most important is that you should not have that intention. All that you have to do is to be natural. You see? So when your love reaches that height, that when you speak only about him, or you bring him in your conversation every now and then, in the most natural way. Don't go with, he must hear, he should hear, she should hear. That will retard the progress, you see, of your intention. Just be natural. Whether he hears or not, what have you to do with in your talk and anything? Suppose if your friends come here, well, talk. Socialize yourself and this and that and then, but well, your love and your sanskars are such that you revolve round like a moth, you see, around the light. So naturally you bring in the light itself all the time, you see, and the impact is there on those people with whom you are socializing. It's but natural. Mm. But don't go out of your way to specially tell them or anything else. That's what Baba doesn't want us to do. Be very natural, you see. But then your love itself will revolve around him, and that will go to them.
I had a dream once on that theme. It was a very amusing.
Okay, what was the theme?
At the time I was living with a man who wasn't a Baba lover, and I had spent the first 2 years of our relationship nagging him nearly to death about Baba. And at this point I had a dream that Michael and I were standing in front of Baba, and Baba was sitting in this chair, and I thought, oh, isn't this nice? Baba's going to marry us. Instead, Baba leaned forward and he pointed a finger at me, and it got, you know, his finger got bigger and bigger. He said in a huge booming voice, mind your own business. And I woke up, I was just laughing. I thought, well, two messages. One is, leave this man alone. His relationship with God is between him and God.
Yeah.
And the other one is, for the last 2 years we've been nagging him about Baba, and you haven't been taking care of your own relationship with Baba.